There are many contenders.
Recycled condoms.
Splash called the Pink Flamingo.
Lost Emu.
Dr. Chris Brown.
Got a good race.
I've seen you.
But it can't always be this guy.
Don't ever use the word smart with me.
Who will be...
I'm leaving.
Clown of the Week.
Dear, dear. What a list. What a,
I was going to say quickly, Karen from Brighton is now just leaving Darwin. She's in by the poolside and swimming away, having a lovely time.
Not in the Maxim Hot 100 list.
She's not there?
Yeah, well, she's too late.
Well, she better not be. If Karen from Brighton beat me, I'd be really furious.
I think if you dressed a bit more provocatively, it'd probably be good for a couple of places.
All right, I'll try.
But anyway, and by the way, you're talking to Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year. Excuse me.
You were Man of the Year.
I was going to say, who's...
I thought it was Carl Sanderlands. Didn't he win it 1 year?
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry.
He may have won it one year. In one of the less
Actually,
popular
I do
years.
Remember that. Mm. You scrubbed up very well that year.
They I did.
A photo
it was
shoot
just,
with you.
Guys wanted to be me. Girls.
Have you still got that suit?
That's
is that a nice velvet suit?
Got that suit down to forensics. I want to do some testing on that thing.
Man of the Year. What
Man of the Year.
What did you get for
it? Because, you know...
Pushing it a bit far, maybe.
Well, that's the way I roll. I'm larger than life.
And TV hits hottest man on earth, apparently.
Oh, we don't have to keep humming.
Well,
I'm
in the top 30.
93.
In 1993, I was. Yeah. Not that long ago. Hey,
all right, let's
clown,
get stuck
let's do
into
it.
Clown.
Come on, and let's start with our old mate, Dangerous Dave, who on yesterday's show, you know what? I'm not going to say stay in your lane.
He was very
because
brave.
We like what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
But we had a conversation on the go about cows.
Yeah.
And then the deers came up.
Yeah.
And you just couldn't get to the microphone quick enough. You thought you had it covered. Have a listen to Dave's joke from yesterday.
Sorry.
A deer journeyed from Pyrmont to Chippendale, was being taken into custody.
Is it true that this deer had no eyes? It was blind? It was a no idea? All right.
Oh, my God. Everyone just take a minute to...
Sorry.
Dave. Had you been waiting to do that?
I had been waiting when you were talking about the story before the show.
Really?
I thought, no idea. Anyway, back to you. Sorry.
Yeah. When did you come up with that?
When
did you come up with it? It's not an actual joke. That's one you've made up yourself, isn't it?
No, it's a joke. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Yeah, it's when you get them at Christmas crackers.
Yeah, no idea.
Even they would have raised their eyebrows at that. You know? I know we don't have a lot of quality control, but...
So I will stay in
my no idea.
Yeah. You timing was good.
When I go on tour, do you want to open for me?
Can I?
If you promise not to do that joke, you can. No idea.
I'm sorry.
We should ring people up. We're going to get you to ring people up and do the joke. Hey, when Dave O'Neill comes on, can you do the joke?
I'll do the joke when Dave
We'll do the deer. Yeah. We'll set it up.
All right.
We'll start talking about the deer like yesterday.
You're very brave. Good on you, Dave.
We'll start talking about it like we did yesterday and deer and then this and that. And then you just go, oh, guys.
I know
we'll see what Dave does.
Two of Australia's greatest comedians, and I thought I'd chip in with a bad joke. So I'm going to clown myself.
Go for it.
We love a pun here and there.
What else?
Oh, Bindi Irwin.
Oh, what's she done?
Well, I'm so happy for her. She's having her baby girl. But I'm very
perplexed. Last time, she keeps comparing her baby to the size of hatchling animals.
Baby animals.
The first one was a hatchling Aldora tortoise. This week she came out and said her baby's now the size of a mountain pygmy possum.
When you look at the picture of the mountain pygmy possum, it's a bit creepy. It's a bit yuck.
Really?
And you've got to find a cuter little...
And there was that sitting inside your stomach, it wouldn't be good?
Well, it looks the same as probably what's sitting inside your stomach, but when it's sort of on an ultrasound, it's not so daunting.
What trimester are you in when it's the size of a hedgehog?
Oh, yeah, you're on the third trimester, well and truly. Hedgehog size. I saw a hedgehog crossing the road the other day in a freeway.
And it feels a bit like that too, doesn't it?
It does. It's get it out of me.
It couldn't be worse.
It couldn't
hedgehog.
Be worse. That's
Imagine
true.
Giving birth to a hedgehog.
No.
Just when you think.
Oh, that's a cesarean, mate.
that's got cesarean written all over it.
Sure has.
All right.
Who else do you want to do?
Donald Trump. I want to do Donald Trump. We leave him alone, but you can't get away with this.
Not at the moment.
He's on tour, and he's on. So just sit where this quote comes from. Yeah. He's gone back to doing his rallies with no mask on, with people packed in. Yeah. He is dancing he's just finished dancing on the stage to YMCA. Mm.
Oh,
and I was watching it going, 210,000 Americans are dead.
Yeah.
There is your leader, YMCA.
Dancing on your grave, basically.
Yeah, dancing on your grave, because it had a young man in it. Young man, you're the best. He was like saying...
This is just terrible.
Anyway, here's another quote from the great Donald Trump.
But it's great to be back in my home state, Florida, to make my official return to the campaign trail. See, fortunately, I'm not an old person. I'm very young, and I'm in such perfect shape. I'm in such great shape. One thing with me, the nice part, I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Well, at least he's not grabbing her on the pussy, so that's something, isn't it? Hey, we've got a caller. Barry's on the line. Barry, what do you want to comment on, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Just got a follow-up joke for you. What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
Oh, I don't know. What?
Still no idea.
Oh, my God.
Barry.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Barry. We've got the draft coming your way and a scores cup as well.
There's a lot of people in our team laughing at that joke, which concerns me greatly.
You're all sacked.
What the hell? So this is a no pun show.
It's steel. Because
it's got no legs.
Okay, Dave, thanks for explaining to me how humour works. Did you see Dave just burst out?
He couldn't wait to correct you.
Well, no more jokes, please. No more
deer
jokes.
No, we're done with deer jokes and
cow jokes. We've got a couple to get out of the way and then we're done. Yeah. Paul, yes, mate, what's your joke?
Yeah, hi. What do you call a cow with two legs?
I don't know.
Lean beef.
you nearly said ground beef.
that was the next one.
Oh, that would
it
work
actually
too.
Made me laugh more that you stuffed it up.
That would work too because it's on the ground.
What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
Oh, jeez. Get on the.
I'm ready to dump. Yeah, what is it?
Do you think he saw us?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Dave, I don't know why
I like this sort of joke. A case
Thank
of
Brick you,
Lane.
Paul.
A case
Paul
of Brick Lane for do you think he saw us?
Yeah, not bad.
Paul.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What's your joke?
Okay, what do you call a deer with no legs?
I don't know, mate.
Doesn't matter, it won't come anyway.
Sometimes
I get stuck at parties, at dinner parties, sitting next to blokes like you, Paul, and I politely laugh.
Paul, you're a good egg.
So I'll do that.
We'll get you a case of Brick Lane.
He's getting a case too, is he?
Yeah, why not? It's Friday.
Oh, but you're a good sport.
On, sorted, mate.
By the way.
Yay for you, Paul.
Get into it over the weekend.
Yeah, the drafts.
The drafts are ripper.
My favourite.
Hey,
people will be doing
all right, Jane, you've got a story.
I have. This is something disturbing I saw last night. I was watching The Bachelorette just before I turned over to watch the front bar, mind you.
Well, I wasn't
on at the same time.
Sure.
True. And I saw one of the most horrific scenes in the history of bacheloretting.
Oh, geez, that's a big call.
And I think they have jumped the shark. This is very, very bad. And I'm clowning Pascal.
Pascal. Who's Pascal?
He's one of the knobs who's one of these guy contestants.
Yeah.
And he has said something. But another guy has dobbed him in.
Oh.
Do you want to have a listen to...
Pascal said something bad
about the girls, the sisters.
Oh, no.
And another guy has dobbed him into the sisters, which is just as bad. So we'll clown him too. Guido, or whatever his name is.
Agostino?
He looks like a Guido.
Well, let's get to it. So set it
have
up.
Have a listen.
So one of the contestants telling the girls...
Yeah. I've got some information to tell you from behind the scenes.
Away.
You won't like it, but I've got to tell you.
Okay.
I'll be straight to the point. Pascal has just said a few comments that are just disrespectful, insulting, and very shallow.
Tell me, because I...
Look, he said, which is completely untrue, could they find hotter chicks?
Okay, all right.
It just wasn't right.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me this. I'm not hurt by what he said. I need to speak to Ellie, but thank you.
You do.
Sorry, I'm a bit burnt up. I'm pissed off.
Isn't that terrible? You cannot do that.
That's dirty Paul and he's broken the bro code.
Yeah.
And so the producers, actually. The producers broke the code.
I mean, that's what the show's set up for, isn't it?
Oh,
I would have thought.
That's disgraceful. No, I don't know how that's going to end up because he stormed off. They're dropping like flies, these blokes.
Are they good looking girls? I mean, I think that's part
of it. They're gorgeous girls. And this is what Becky was one of the most loved last year, you know, with the who's the astrophysicist?
Oh, yeah, Matt Agnew.
Yeah, so she was dropped by him at the last legs. And everybody fell in love with her, and she became Australia's
most sweetheart. What are they? Can you? Someone? Can they just get a new cast? Why do they pay these people have to get another crack
at it? I have no idea. Why don't you get somebody who hasn't been on the telly before?
Give me some fresh meat.
I agree.
Why are there two bachelors, bachelorettes? Why?
I don't know. I think they thought it was a good idea at the time, but it doesn't appear to be because it's too confusing. I don't get it.
Are these girls as hot, as easy on the eye as they are generally supposed to be?
Beautiful looking girls. They're not the traditional looking girls I would have thought that you would choose as a bachelorette.
Not the traditional.
Right.
It's more.
No,
idiosyncratic more.
I'd say they're more I would say
girl next door.
More relatable girls, girl next door, more country girls.
More personality.
Not country girls. No, I don't say that. I'll get in trouble with Whitney. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, she's the old daffodil queen.
She's the daffodil queen.
Don't you worry about that.
They're from Parks, you know, so they're representing Parks.
Well, what happens now? Does Pascal go home? Who goes home? What happens?
He's gone. He said, I'm going home. Good luck. It's out of
bull. They said, I'm gone. They're not hot enough.
No, well, they called him out. Yeah. They said, you can piss off.
Well, I tell you what,
they got rid of him.
And I wouldn't get – that guy who's dobbed him in, he's a snake in the grass.
He is a snake in the grass.
Snitches
I keep calling him Guido, but he's in huge trouble.
He wants to get out soon too.
I would say he's got it. But they
What a whiter enter.
Yeah.
Hey, talk about cutting another bloke's lunch, see off the competition, ingratiate yourself to –
No, you can't do that.
A bachelorette 6 out of 10, is that what you're calling it, Joan?
No, that's not me. Hey, you're as bad as he is. Don't put words in my mouth.
I said a bachelorette 6 out of 10, which is still... I'm on the bachelorette code. I'm not on the general women.
Okay.
Shut up now, Mick. Okay, now, what are you got on the story? Yeah?
Well, I have got a story that's very interesting to me because a recent Chinese study found that men with deep voices... are more likely to cheat on their partners. Mm. I was going to ask Mickey what you think about that.
Hey, Jeannie. Feels so good, right? You have no idea how it feels for me right now.
Oh, stop.
You like it like that? I bet you do. Don't you, sugar bunny? Closer, you say? Closer. Oh, baby. You know you want a piece of Mickey. Mickey.
Did I just call you, did I call you Sugar Bunny?
Yes, I was about to say.
Did you just call me Sugar Bunny?
Oh, my God. I've got tears.
That's not the way I operate. Everyone knows I'm a...
Really?
I'm a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing...
That's just extraordinary.
Whatever. But, you know.
Kennedy Malloy.